Mesdames et Messieurs, fellow health ministers, distinguished leaders, Director General Chen, I want to thank the DG for her leadership of the World Health Organization, for her excellent presentation on some of the challenges that we have worked on together over the last several years and the work that lies ahead. And I'm delighted today to have the honor to address this assembly. The World Health Assembly is one of the most vitally important global gatherings to take place every year. Our coordinated efforts make it possible to successfully address shared public challenges, from increasing prevention of diseases such as polio and heart disease, to conducting life-saving research, to strengthening our humanitarian response and protection of vulnerable and marginalized populations. All of our efforts are enhanced through the partnership in this body. The nations assembled here today face many different challenges related to our unique populations, climates, and geography. But one challenge we all face is how to keep our nations healthy and how to make sure all our people can access the care they need when they get sick. In the United States, we just marked the 2-year anniversary of our historic health care law. Now, this law is our country's most significant step toward universal health coverage in nearly 50 years. It will expand coverage to approximately 33 million Americans who've been unable to access health insurance. It moves us toward justice and equity. Under the law, we've taken steps to improve our health system by putting individuals and families on an even footing with their insurance companies. And the biggest changes will come in 2014, when every state in our country will have an insurance marketplace that gives every resident the ability to find health coverage that fits their needs. It will provide new options for individuals and small business owners who buy their own coverage, and for low-income families who need help with the cost of insurance. And because these new state marketplaces will allow risk to be spread over a much larger group, our smallest business owners will be able to benefit with lower rates for insurance like their competitors do now. The result will be, for the first time in American history, all of our citizens will have access to quality, affordable health coverage. But we know that to improve health, we need to do more than expand coverage. Health is affected by the food we eat, the air we breathe, the smoke we breathe, and the communities where we live. So if we want our children to eat healthier food, we need to work with schools to serve healthier meals. If we want people to get more exercise, we need to work with transportation planners to design neighborhoods where it's easier to walk or bike. And that's why in America we've adopted our first ever national prevention strategy, a plan that brings all of our partners and more together to coordinate the actions we need to help all Americans stay healthy and fit. It's also why our department has adopted the philosophy of health in all policies, which means that anytime anyone in government makes a decision, we should be asking, what are the health consequences? In all these efforts, we recognize that poverty and poor health are closely linked. People who live in underserved communities have less access to medical care and good nutrition, face greater environmental health hazards, and are harder to reach through outreach and education efforts. So we've made a special commitment to address these social and economic factors that put people at greater risk for both chronic and infectious diseases. Our new health law has already extended critical preventive services to millions of the most vulnerable Americans. It also ensures that millions of Americans will have access to mental health and substance abuse services, putting into practice this administration's belief that mental health is just as important to quality of life as is physical health. Now, we know that we're joining governments taking similar steps around the world. We're working together, for example, to protect the health of our most vulnerable population, all of our children. Over the past 50 years, the number of childhood deaths has fallen by 70% worldwide. With increased targeted momentum, we can bring these numbers down even more. In a few weeks, the Child Survival Call to Action will take place in Washington, D.C. It will be an historic event which will re-energize the global action toward ending preventable child deaths. These health challenges test countries of every size and at every stage in development. And we know we have our best chance of addressing them if we work together, share ideas, and help one another succeed. And that's why we're so pleased to be here. Thank you very much.